Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Ketzad Botzken Esa Edim. How would they interrogate the witnesses to make sure they're telling the truth? Zug Shabbat Rishon, the first pair of witnesses that came, right, there were a number of witnesses that came, could have been 10, 15 pairs, could have been one or two pairs. So the first pair that came, every pair consisted of two men. Botzken Esa Rishon, they would check the first pair first. And they would take the older one of this pair. If it was, you know, Reuven and Shimon, whoever was older, they would take him first, bring him into Beis Din. And they would say to him, Amor, tell us, how did you see the moon? Was it before the sun, or was it after the sun? Meaning they're asking, where the moon has the light part of it that's shining, and the dark part that's not shining. And they want to know the dark part. Was it facing the sun, or was it not facing the sun? Was it before, or was it after the sun? And of course, they know the dark part can't be facing the sun, otherwise it would be lit up. But they would ask this question anyways to see if they're telling the truth. Another question, Litzfona Oloderoma. Was it to the north, or was it to the south of the sun? The Gemara explains that in the kites in the summer, the moon, when it renews, it appears Kishila Droma Shalacham, it's south of the sun, Hainu, which is Dromas Mizrach, southeast from the sun. Because in those days, in the summer days, the days are long, and the sun sets Bekeret Ma'aravis Tzfonis in the northwest, right? V'ilu B'mosak Shem, whereas in the winter, in the shorter days, the sun sets in the southwest, Ma'aravis Droma, southwest. And then the moon appears in its renewal in the northeast from the sun. So they're asking him these questions. Was the moon to the north of the sun? Was the moon to the south of the sun? Kama haya gavaya. How high was the moon? Meaning, what did it appear to you? How high off the ground did it look? Ula ayin haya nota. You know, which side was it nota? Was it leaning towards? Kama haya rachav. How wide was it? Meaning the kav, the line of light. Right? They're not saying a full moon. They're saying a sliver. So that sliver, what was the width of that sliver of the moon? Im Amar, so those are the questions they would ask. Im Amar, if this A would respond, Lifnei HaChama, he said, oh yeah, going back to the first question, the moon was before the sun. So then Lo Yamar Klum, of course he's lying, because if the moon's before the sun, meaning the dark part is facing the sun, then why is it dark? That makes no sense. So right away they would invalidate him on the spot. It had to be, it was after the sun. The dark part is not facing the sun, and that's why it's dark. Only the light part was facing the sun. So that was an easy one they could knock him off on if he answered the wrong way. V'yachakach, and afterwards, and then they'd ask all the questions. This is just an example, but they'd ask question by question to see what he would respond, and he'd have to respond correctly based on the question. And then, of course, v'yachakach afterwards, hayumachlis and sashendi, then they'd bring in his partner, the ubod kunoso, and then they'd ask him the same questions. And nimtzu devrei muchavanim, if we found that their words were, you know, correct, that their words were equal, Edus and Kayemes, and their testimony would be okay. And they bring down over here, it doesn't have to be that they're saying exact words. For example, if one of them said, the moon appeared to me that it was, you know, as if it was like two floors off the ground. And the other one said, the moon appeared to me as if it was three floors off the ground. That would be okay to say that their testimony is equal, because they're more or less in the same, you know, in the same ballpark. But if one said, the moon appeared to me as if it was two floors off the ground, another one said, the moon appeared to me as if it was five floors off the ground, then you know that they're lying. So as long as their testimony was pretty much similar, it doesn't have to be exact, right? Because looking at the moon, there are all different things that can change it. As long as they're pretty much similar, then we'd accept the testimony as two kosher valid witnesses. Ushar Kalazugas and all other pairs. Once you accepted a pair of witnesses that they're good and they're correct, we don't really need the other pairs. What would they do with them? So the other pair, Sholan Osar Moshe Devarim, they would still ask, you know, like, just the quick questions, simple questions. Lo Shal Yitrichin, not that they needed them. They didn't have to make a whole interrogation, right? Alak Deshlo Yotzu Bepachi Nefesh. They shouldn't leave in pain. You know, they came, and they slept, and they made their trip all the way to Beis Din. They went, oh, cars, it was a big trip. So you don't want to make them feel that, you know, they're not needed. So they would ask them just, you know, quick questions off the top to make them feel validated. B'shvil shi regil navo, in order they should be accustomed to coming to Beis Din in the future, testifying on the new month. So we never just throw away the other groups once we had a kosher group of witnesses. We'd still ask them questions to make them feel validated and show them that we need you for the next month as well when it comes time to renew the new month. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. Rosh, Beis, and Omer. So now, how would they sanctify the new month? Once they got the kosher witnesses, now what would they do? Rosh, Beis, Din, the head of the Beis Din, Omer, he would say, Mikudash, holy. Meaning he's sanctifying the new month. And the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk of Aydaber Moshe es Moali Hashem, that Moshe was the head of the Beis Din, and he was speaking the Yom Tovim, you know, the holidays of Hashem. And we learn that from over the year that the head of the Beis Din has to say Mikudash, holy. And then all the people, they respond, Mikudash, Mikudash, holy, holy. They say it two times. Also learned out of a pasuk, it says, Mo'adi Hashem, Asher Tikru Osam. And we learn out, Tikru Atem, that you should, you know, proclaim the Yom Tov, the holidays. So the community also has to respond, and they respond with a double proclamation, Mikudash, Mikudash, holy, holy. The new month, it should be a holy month. And they say it two times. Bein Shnei Bizmana, whether the moon was seen in its appropriate time, meaning the month was a 29-day month, and they saw the moon on the night of the 30th, and now they have to sanctify the new month. Bein Shloner Bizmana, whether the month was not inaugurated in the right time, meaning the previous month was a 30-day month, and now it's the 31st day that they're renewing the new moon. And we say when it's the 31st day, we don't even have to have testimony, because by default, it can't be more than the 31st. And that would make the previous month a 30-day month, and then the 31st was Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, no matter whether the previous month was a 29-day month with Rosh Chodesh on the 30th, or the month was a 30-day month with Rosh Chodesh being on the 31st, where technically in a 30-day month with Rosh Chodesh being on the 31st, you don't need Edim. Nevertheless, Mikachin Oso, they would sanctify it by saying the head of the basin would say Mikudash, and everyone else would respond Mikudash, Mikudash. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, he argues, he says that now, in lo nerev bizmano, if the moon was not seen in the appropriate time, meaning on the 30th day, ain't mekachin oso, based on that, proclaim that the month should be holy. Shekvar kachu shemayim, because God, heaven, already proclaimed that it was holy. Meaning we're not accepting testimony now, it's being renewed on its own, it's a default. So when the previous month was 30 days, and now it's the 31st day, and it can't be any longer than this, we know already it was Rosh Chodesh. So that was done from the heavens, it wasn't done by Beis Din, by the court here on earth. Therefore, Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, he's of the opinion that they wouldn't sanctify the new month and say Mikudash Mikudash in this scenario, rather it just went automatically. And Allah follows Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok. So according to him, only when the previous month was 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, well, they have this process. But otherwise, it would just come as a default, you know, in months when the month was 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh on the 31st, they wouldn't have to say anything automatically. It would be Rosh Chodesh, and that would be it. All right, and that wraps up Mishnah Zayin.